In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lernt Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear Lesson 8. You shouldn't do that. Das sollst du nicht. In the last lesson, we concentrated on telling the time and on personal pronouns used in the accusative case. A hotel guest wanted Andreas to book a taxi for him. Listen again to what he said and note the personal pronoun mich.
Bitte bestellen Sie doch ein Taxi für mich.
He asked Andreas to order him a taxi for 7 o'clock.
Bestellen Sie das Taxi dann bitte für 7 Uhr.
A couple staying at the hotel asked Andreas if he could wake them the next morning. Listen again and note the personal pronoun uns.
Können Sie uns morgen früh wecken?
Andreas promised to wake the couple at 7:15. At a certain time is expressed in German with the preposition um.
Ich wecke Sie 7:15.
Today Andreas is at home. He's listening to music and has just sat down to a meal when the telephone rings. Who is on the phone and what does she want to know?
Ja, das höre ich.
Soll ich abnehmen?
Nein, das sollst du nicht. Das mache ich selbst.
Hallo, hier bei Schäfer.
Hier Schäfer, ich möchte gerne Andreas sprechen.
Andreas? Der ist da. Soll ich ihn holen?
Andreas Schäfer.
The caller wants to speak to Andreas. Listen again. The telephone rings, but Andreas doesn't answer because he's in the middle of a meal. He lets the phone ring until X gets impatient and says, Andreas, the phone is ringing.
Andreas, das Telefon klingelt.
Andreas says he can hear it.
Ja, das höre ich.
X, as always, is curious. She asks Andreas if she should answer.
Soll ich abnehmen?
But Andreas doesn't want X to answer his phone. He tells her not to pick up the receiver. No, you mustn't do that, he says.
Nein, das sollst du nicht.
Andreas tells her he'll do it himself.
Das mache ich selbst.
But Andreas is too slow off the mark. X has already answered the phone. Hello, this is the Schäfer's house, she says.
Hallo, hier bei Schäfer.
If you're at someone else's house in Germany and you answer the phone, it's usual to say whose house you're at. At the other end of the line, a woman asks to speak to Andreas. X says Andreas is there and asks if she should get him to come to the phone.
Soll ich ihn holen?
When he hears this, Andreas jumps up and answers the phone, giving his surname. His mother is on the phone. Listen to their conversation. You'll hear the words vorstellen, to introduce, and besuchen, to visit. Who is going to visit whom, and who is going to be introduced?
Andreas Schäfer.
Guten Abend, mein Junge.
Hallo, Mutti. Wie geht's?
Oh, danke, gut. Sag mal, wer war denn das?
Ach, eine Freundin.
So, na, die musst du uns unbedingt vorstellen.
Wie bitte?
Na, ich mein's ja nicht so. Hör zu, wir möchten dich besuchen.
Andreas's mother says she'd like to come and visit him in Aachen. And she'd also like to be introduced to X. Listen once again Andreas's mother is curious to find out who answered his phone. Tell me, she says, who was that?
Sag mal, wer war denn das?
Andreas says his girlfriend answered the phone. His mother, naturally enough, is keen to meet her son's new girlfriend. You must introduce her to us, she says.
Na, die musst du uns unbedingt vorstellen.
This makes Andreas feel nervous, because X is invisible. Andreas's mother can hear that he doesn't seem keen on the idea and says, well, I don't mean it like that.
Na, ich mein's ja nicht so.
And then she tells him why she's calling. Listen, she says, we'd like to come and see you.
Hör zu, wir möchten dich besuchen.
Andreas's parents say they'd like to come to Aachen the following weekend. Wochenende.
Jetzt, am Wochenende.
Andreas tells his mother that he has to work on Saturday. Samstag.
Am Samstag muss ich arbeiten.
Listen now to the second part of the conversation between Andreas and his mother. What does Frau Schäfer tell Andreas?
Hör zu, wir möchten dich besuchen.
Schön. Und wann?
Jetzt, am Wochenende.
Schade. Am Samstag muss ich arbeiten.
Wie lange musst du denn arbeiten?
Bis 1 Uhr.
Na, das geht doch. Also, wir kommen am Samstag. Wir sind um 1 Uhr da.
Okay, bis dann.
Andreas's mother says that she and her husband will arrive in Aachen at 1 o'clock. Listen to the dialogue once again. When Andreas hears that his parents want to come to visit him the following weekend, his initial reaction is, that's a pity, I have to work on Saturday.
Oh, schade. Am Samstag muss ich arbeiten.
Frau Schäfer asks Andreas how long he has to work.
Wie lange musst du denn arbeiten?
Andreas has to work until 1 o'clock.
Bis 1 Uhr.
Frau Schäfer doesn't foresee any problems, so she says, so that's okay.
Na, das geht doch.
So she confirms that she and her husband will be arriving in Aachen on Saturday.
Also, wir kommen am Samstag.
Frau Schäfer tells Andreas when they will arrive. We'll be there at 1 o'clock, she says.
Wir sind um 1 Uhr da.
Andreas's parents arrange to meet him at the hotel. And you can find out more about that in the next lesson. In the meantime, let's have a look at 2 more modal verbs. You've already learned the modal verbs dürfen, to be allowed to, and können, to be able to. Modal verbs, as you know, modify verbs. That is, they express nuances of meaning. In today's lesson, you heard the modal verbs sollen, to be supposed to, and müssen, to have to.
Müssen. Müssen.
Sollen. Sollen.
In the examples you've heard today, the modal verb müssen expresses a duty or responsibility, as in the phrase, I have to work.
Am Samstag muss ich arbeiten.
Wie lange musst du denn arbeiten?
The modal verb sollen expresses an obligation. For example, if someone asks if he or she should do something for someone else. X asks Andreas if she should answer the phone for him.
Soll ich abnehmen?
In the second example, X asks Andreas's mother if she should get Andreas to come to the phone.
Soll ich ihn holen?
Then Andreas forbids X to answer his phone. He says she shouldn't do that.
Das sollst du nicht.
And now listen to the three dialogues once again from the beginning. And while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax. Listen to the first scene.
Andreas, das Telefon klingelt.
Ja, das höre ich.
Soll ich abnehmen?
Nein, das sollst du nicht. Das mache ich selbst.
Andreas? Er ist da. Soll ich ihn holen?
Andreas Schäfer.
Andreas's mother calls on the telephone. She tells him that she and her husband would like to visit him in Aachen.
Andreas Schäfer?
Guten Abend, mein Junge.
Hallo, Mutti. Wie geht's?
Oh, danke, gut. Sag mal, wer war denn das?
Ach, eine Freundin.
So. Na, die musst du uns unbedingt vorstellen.
Wie bitte?
Na, ich mein's ja nicht so. Hör zu, wir möchten dich besuchen.
Andreas' parents will arrive in Aachen at 1 o'clock the following Saturday.
Hör zu, wir möchten dich besuchen.
Schön. Und wann?
Jetzt, am Wochenende.
Schade. Am Samstag muss ich arbeiten.
Wie lange musst du denn arbeiten?
Bis 1 Uhr.
Na, das geht doch. Also, wir kommen am Samstag. Wir sind 1 Uhr da.
Okay, bis dann.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Bis dann.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.